This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A big decision is expected today in the Penrose funeral home case. The couple accused of leaving 190 bodies to rot in their building will be back in court this morning. They were arrested Sunday on 15 federal charges and have been in jail ever since. A judge will hear arguments from each side and then rule whether to release John and Carrie Holford until the trial in October. Both will be arraigned in the state case in June, answering to 260 charges. All of this is happening as the demolition of the funeral home continues along Highway 115. Colorado Springs is ready for the summer season and all of it has to offer. Local leaders gathered yesterday for the countdown to great celebration. Yesterday marked 100 days before the Paris Olympic Games and Downtown Summer Fest kickoff event. It also marks 83 days until the 83rd Pikes Peak or Bust Rodeo NFR Open. 9 weeks from today, believe it or not, is the 102nd running of the Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb,
which you can hear right here on KRDO News Radio. Well, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is applauding a new law to better protect police dogs. Deputy Ronnie Hancock was in Denver yesterday as Governor Jared Polis signed the bill. He's the one who started a petition for change last year after his canine Jinx was killed in the line of duty 2 years ago this month in Manitou Springs. The new law increases punishments for anyone who kills or harms a law enforcement animal on purpose, making it a felony. A wildfire continues to grow near one of Fort Carson's training areas. The Mountain Post reporting the blaze has grown to nearly 1,500 acres. It started Monday afternoon about 10 miles south of the main post. About 20% of the fire is contained.
And the state's first ever Firehawk helicopter is nearly ready for launch. It arrived 2 years ago and was then delayed, but we'll have it up and running by May 10th. Governor Polis used it as a backdrop yesterday to present this year's wildfire preparedness plan. Colorado typically sees about 5,500 wildfires in an average season. Activity is expected to be normal in most areas through July, except for the southeast, and that's where the Firehawk will really help. It can fly in worse wind conditions than standard helicopters. A second one is due to be delivered next year. A tsunami alert has been issued after a volcano erupted on a remote Indonesian island. Meteorologist Bill Cranes explains why it's such a cause for concern.
The immediate threat would be if the dome collapses, and it's literally just the island is the volcano. So if a wall or parts of the dome collapses and heads into the ocean, that could cause a tsunami.
Karen says the scenario threatening the area happened before, believe it or not, back in 1871. Indonesia's volcano agency says hundreds of villagers have been evacuated after multiple eruptions on Ruang Island, where the volcano has been spewing lava and ash plumes thousands of feet into the air. Officials say the volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night. No casualties have been reported. And finally, more kids in Colorado Springs are getting help after graduation. KRDO 13's Bryn Carmen with those details.
School District 11 is investing $800,000 for future centers at Mitchell, Palmer, Coronado, and Wasson High Schools next fall. The first one launched at Doherty High and has been successful. The Future Centers offers counselors to assist students with career, college, or military options. They can also talk with industry leaders and learn about scholarships. Bryn Carmen, KRDO 13.
A popular Colorado hot springs is almost done with its biggest expansion project in 135 years. Glenwood Hot Springs Resorts plans to open five new swimming pool areas next month. There's a hot and cold plunge, an infinity edge pool, and two waterfalls. All of them will use water from the resort's drinking spring and vary in temperature. Just like the existing pools, no reservations will be needed to access the new area.
Mainly cloudy and cool as we roll into your Thursday, with those temperatures holding in the mid-50s, low 50s around Colorado Springs, mid and upper 50s for the Pueblo area, and we'll see an easterly wind off the plains at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.